It's time to put those New Year's resolutions into practice. And as Delmarva Public Radio's essayist George Merrill writes, sometimes it's as simple as being aware.
I never make New Year's resolutions. I don't because they have a guaranteed shelf life of only 2 weeks. However, I do make one resolution over and over again, to simply be more aware. Not easy, but when I'm successful, it takes me to a different place. Say I'm aware of something I'm feeling, how I'm harboring anger, jealousy, sadness, or resentment. Just observing the feelings kindly and with curiosity makes them seem less important, and they soon go away. I don't think the feelings like me just watching them. They want me to do something, to act on them. Sometimes I'm aware of something ordinary, the weather, the sunlight, a squirrel, a couple holding hands, an old man with a cane, or a child bound for school. As I watch them, they slowly transform the moment into something magical, almost transcendental. Soon those moments leave me too, but they've transported me momentarily to a better place. I know there is wonder to see everywhere if only I stay aware. Driving recently, stopped at a light, I became aware of a woman standing by herself near a shopping cart at the corner of a busy intersection in Salisbury. There was no one else around. The woman was ruggedly handsome, modestly dressed, middle-aged, and African-American. She stood erect and proud with her head lifted high. Facing the street, she read from a book that she held like a lector in a church. My car was short of the corner and my window closed so I couldn't hear. I opened the window and intermittently heard words like righteous and be my people. She read from a Bible, but there was no one around to hear her, only the impersonal din of traffic going by. I suspected she might be homeless. I admit that sometimes I avoid homeless people, but this woman captured my imagination, and I wanted to get closer to her to learn what she was about. For whom was she reading, I wondered? For her own solace, or was she hoping that someone would stop to take her message seriously? Was she standing by the byways, proclaiming some divine vision to a violent world, as prophets once did, shouting in the wilderness to make people aware of their toxic behavior? I inched up my car, but still was not able to hear her. Her commitment to her reading and the confident and dignified carriage with which she performed her task mesmerized me. Her eyes looked mostly upward, glancing infrequently at the Bible, as if I thought she was either speaking directly to God or that she knew he was listening carefully to her. What does one say to God on a busy street in Salisbury, or for that matter in Beirut, or in Afghanistan, or in Washington? And what might God then say in return? I'm hoping the conversation goes something like this. One says, deliver us from our violence and teach us to love and care for one another. The other says, I'm working on it, but I'm encountering some resistance. Being aware also takes me to some hopeful places. George Merrill, On the Shore.